Kevin McCullough Radio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Friends, a blockbuster revelation today by the legal team representing the American people in this post-election issue. Plenty of live audio from the actual reveal and my commentary all coming up on it, plus a whole bunch of other stuff. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Listen, we have got so much coming up. I've rearranged the whole show today because I want to make sure that we spend the amount of time, the proper amount of time, letting you hear information and facts that you're not getting from the media. And sometimes it has been all of the media. Today, to Fox News's credit, they actually did run the press conference by the legal team that has been looking into this issue of vote fraud across the country. And today, Sidney Powell, who I just have immense respect for this woman. First of all, she's a woman of faith. Secondly, she is an inherently honest to a fault lawyer and jurist. What she does in her cases is amazing. And when she was speaking, and we'll get into some of this with some of the audio, you will see that the passion in her, this is not about getting President Trump elected. This is about ending a cycle of corruption that threatened to do away with America itself. And let me just give you some of the download. They have, this is what they're purporting, and they are now ready to go to court and show it to a judge and have it judged on the merits of the evidence. But they have evidence that indicates that the president won so overwhelmingly on election night by such a large margin. Was he winning in the six swing states? He likely won, just by what they can prove with the absentees and so forth, in Pennsylvania by more than 300,000 votes, which would be consistent with what he did with his rallies and how he spent so much time there the last couple of weeks. He ended his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and he probably won that state by no less than 50,000 votes, which is far bigger than the margin that he won it by in 2016. What they have uncovered, and we're gonna let you hear in their own words what Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell have to say. But what in essence happened was the algorithm that was set up by the Dominion company was designed to, at certain points, switch votes from one candidate to another. Unless you catch it in real time, there's no forensic fingerprint. If you have people that are partisan running the vote tabulating centers, then it's not going to be uncovered there, because you have to get into some hand canvassing and recounts to actually begin to compare signatures and do some of that stuff. This was not going to be a problem in the deeply corrupt areas of Detroit and Philadelphia and different cities across the country. So here's in essence what happened. The vote for president, and we already knew this. We knew that he was getting more African-American votes than any Republican in the modern era. We knew that he was getting more Latino votes than any Republican in the modern era. We knew that he was actually, contrary to what they were saying, telling us about how he was, you know, having such troubles with suburban women, he was actually in many instances winning the suburban women category. He did just about the same with white men. He did extremely well with African-American men. So you cannot have an equation where he is going in and he is accumulating this enormous, massive win. And then it's suddenly, over the course of one night, when they shut down the counts in all these places, go the other direction. And here's what happened. His vote was so overwhelming that the algorithms that they had put into the system to change the votes couldn't keep up. He broke the algorithm that they had set. And that's why they had to stop the counting. They couldn't allow him to accumulate such a large lead in so many states. They had to stop the counting, which is what they do in the banana republics. That's what they do in Venezuela. They had to stop the counting so he didn't accumulate more votes. They had to bring in batch after batch after batch of 100% to zero groups of votes for Joe Biden. Ballots with only Joe Biden's race clicked on it. Friends, what we are seeing being explained, and now will go to the courts and be explained in the courts, and the judges will judge on the merits of the facts, is the greatest crime ever committed against the United States of America. Bar none, full stop. Kevin McCullough, coming back.
Hello, friends. My name is Jason Valletta, president and CEO of Be Alive, the Royal Jelly Company. Over 35 years ago, my mom, Madeline Valletta, had a vision to start this business so that people could lead healthy and productive lives and to look and feel their very best. Today, four decades later, millions of people have experienced the amazing benefits of our Royal Jelly products. So if you're looking for more energy, stamina, vitality, and you want to feel alive and be alive, call us today at 1-800-543-BEES. That's 1-800-543-2337, or check out our website at bealive.com and use promo code WMCA to save 10%.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
855-907-4673. Hey, even those of you that just heard that there were 55 kids left and you went to the phone, thank you. Thank you for giving that gift right there. And I see the ones that went online too. WMCA.com, that's where you can give digitally. And if you would like to, please be as generous as you can. We are only 55 kids away from reaching all 351. We can't do this without your help, but with your help, we could do even more than what we think we could do. But we cannot. The thing I'm going to worry about is as this number gets smaller, my anxiety goes up. because and Todd Chapman from Food for the Poor is back with us. Todd, you kind of get it, right? Like, yeah. Hey, it's like the rabbit or the hare, right? Like, you know, you get to the end of the race and then he sneaks across and you don't finish. And I don't want to be the one that says to that one kid, hey, we got everybody else in the 351 taken care of. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, you were not cared for. And that kind of stuff just keeps me awake at night. So 855-907-4673. We need you. If you can do a one-time gift of $185 right now, if we just have 11 of you, we will meet that goal. 855-907-4673. We need 11 people to take the 185 challenge. And if you need to break it up over a few months, do 5 months of $37 a month or something like that. You know, we can do it that way. But could we just take care of this? Could we just get this done even before the top of the hour? 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Todd Chapman. As we went into the weekend, I was really hopeful that we would have a response. We got a lot of people to thank. Let's thank some of them.
Well, you know, you talk about that break it up monthly idea. That's what Betty from Brooklyn did. She said, hey, I just feel God calling me to give $37 a month. And she did that for 12 months. And
wow.
So she actually rescued 12 kids, giving 6 months of life-saving food to these children that have been negatively impacted, had their food cut off because of COVID-19. Thank you, Betty. She's a previous donor to Food for the Poor. Welcome back. And, you know, I love to see that, too, because that tells me that people that have joined with Food for the Poor and our church partners, they recognize the impact of what they're doing, what God really is doing through you. And you just want to keep coming back for more. So I love that. Thank you also to Dorinda from Bloomfield. She gave a $185 gift, five more kids right there. And then Terrence from the Bronx, a $200 gift. That's five kids and some change. And Kevin, don't forget your gift is actually going to go twice as far today because we've got a very generous friend of Food for the Poor coming alongside once again and matching however many kids you feed with that equal number of kids. So if you feed five kids, this person will feed five more kids. You feed 10 kids, they'll feed 10, et cetera, et cetera. No upper limit on this gift. So I hope that encourages you to just be as generous as you can. 855-907-4673, which spells hope, 855-907-4673. But Kevin, I need to add another layer of urgency on top of this because this morning I was on a conference call with the projects department at Food for the Poor. And as you can imagine, if you've been watching Al Roker or any of the weather forecasts, you've seen this. There's another hurricane bearing down.
Etta was not enough.
Maryland.
There had to be another one.
Right. Well, Etta actually hit them twice. And now Hurricane Iota is showing not an iota of indication that it's weakening. It's actually just strengthened to a Category 5. And it is just dead on toward Honduras, where Etta just wreaked all sorts of havoc days ago. And so even though this is not a hurricane relief, appeal per se that I'm putting it in front of you, I just want to let you know that, think about this for a second, these areas in Honduras and other parts of Central America, they've already been ravaged by COVID-19. Getting food to them has already been a problem because of COVID-19. Now you layer a hurricane on top of that and the flooding and just the absolute destruction and devastation that is being brought on these countries, it makes your response all the more critical. It makes your generosity all the more impactful and life-saving because now we've got COVID and two hurricanes that we're going to be responding to in the months to come. And so, Kevin, and again, you know, when you consider this is not just a week's worth of food or a month's worth of food, this is 6 months worth of food.
Yeah.
You are empowering Food for the Poor and our church partners to meaningfully minister to these families for months to come in the face of these catastrophes that they've been living through.
It doesn't seem fair, friend. And I know for those of you that have loved ones in that region of the world, this is mighty important. I talked to several people at over the weekend at Dave Watson's church that are from the Caribbean, and they see this almost year in and year out, Todd. It's really just about as regular as blizzards in the upper northwest now, northeast. But the Food for the Poor is there, and they are ready to roll with assistance as needed. But they're only there because people like you and I set aside a part of what we have here to help them. And in this particular effort that we're involved in, the emergency food for the kids that are disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, there is no one else doing that. There's no one else on the ground that knows these kids' names, that has loved on these kids, that already understands what they're up against, that has identified who they are, that is ready to begin feeding them. And these final 55 that we have today is really, they are, friends, again, I'm not going to rest until every single one of them. We need your help right now. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. You know, this is an interesting time of year as we are preparing for the holiday of Thanksgiving. There are many of you that are making plans to either travel or to welcome family in. You've got now political mess involved with that because governors and mayors want to say if you can or cannot have X number of people in your house. You know, even if we have to deal with that frustration, that is a small frustration to deal with. We will still probably have plenty of food on Thanksgiving Day. You'll probably still be able to take a nap if you want to on Thanksgiving Day. I know Todd does, but I think
the
you'll be able.
Football might be very average, though.
The football's going to be below average. I'm just going to predict right now it's going to be below average, at least for the Cowboy game. But let's just imagine here for a second, contrasting whatever your altered Thanksgiving looks like with what one of these children that is in COVID-19 ravaged Guatemala or Central America is dealing with. Imagine you having, you know, less people, more food, and a longer nap versus a child that may not eat at all. And that's what I'm concerned about for this Thanksgiving. So as we are headed in that direction, and we have so much to be thankful for, friends, if you're breathing in and out right now without any problem, you've got a lot to be thankful for. If you're working right now, you've got a lot to be thankful for. Can we not express some of that gratitude back to God by saying, okay, Lord, you love the little children. You love the least of these. We want to love them too. And one of the ways we can do that is by rescuing them with emergency food supplies for the next 6 months. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
First Lady has breast cancer and therefore must have mastectomy, shouted media about Nancy Reagan. One doctor immediately called the national news and the White House to inform that breast cancer doesn't necessarily mean mastectomy. One doctor, guess who? Dr. Lederman. In 1987 and today, experienced Dr. Lederman informs and treats women with breast cancer. At big hospitals, 97% of women had mastectomy. With Dr. Lederman, 90% of women saved their breast. To learn about all breast cancer choices, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Accepting most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, call 212-CHOICES for our unique breast cancer booklet and DVD. To meet Dr. Lederman, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. At 38th and Broadway, thousands treated over decades, triple board certified Dr. Lederman, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Hey, church family, is your pastor a fabulous preacher? WMCA wants to know, what are you going to buy your pastor for Christmas? How about the WMCA Gospel Gift of Gab, an opportunity to put your pastor's holiday message on WMCA radio, evangelize to the tri-state, and give a unique Christmas gift? Call Donna at 212-857-9635 to purchase WMCA's Gospel Gift of Gab for your pastor and get your time slot on AM 570 The Mission WMCA. 212-857-9635. AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women, talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
855-907-4673. That's the number. If you can help us today, we need 11 people to say, I'll do a five-person challenge. I'll do a five-kid challenge. In fact, because Todd reminded me, we've got someone who stepped up here and said, we'll match all the gifts you come in. It technically could be a five for five. So you do five, they do five, you get 10. We need 55. We could do 110 kids in the next just few minutes. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or online at WMCA.com. Todd, just a couple of minutes before the top of the hour here, and I was just talking, kind of reminiscing a little bit about the fact that Thanksgiving is very near to us. And I'm just curious, your thoughts about food for the poor and these children and what they will experience likely the same time when we're experiencing something wonderful.
Well, you know, I think Thanksgiving, while it's certainly a landmark holiday for us, you know, they don't celebrate that in every culture around the world in every country. But regardless of whether they celebrate it or not, I think the thing that I think about is we have so much to be thankful here in America. I mean, we are so incredibly blessed. Even those of us that are just average middle-class Joes here in America, I want you to consider this for a second. If maybe you don't think, you know, that right now during this time of COVID, you're not feeling all that blessed. But think about this, and I'm just talking economically. If you have an average, you know, lower middle income, $35,000, $36,000 a year, do you realize that you are in the top 2% richest people on the planet?
Wow. I don't think most people do.
I don't think we do either. I mean, until I read that, I was like, that's crazy, but it really is true. So just think about it purely from financial economic terms. We are so blessed here in America. And then you add on top of that, we've got a great democracy that we live in, even though sometimes it can frustrate the bejeebies out of us. It's still the greatest democracy in the world, right? We've got amazing access to healthcare. We've got safety nets that our government provides for us. When we do fall down, they'll help us get back on our feet. We've got, just think about all the freedoms and all the blessings that we have. Food to spare, food in abundance, adequate housing, access to medical care. So many things that our brothers and sisters in the poorest countries in the world don't have. But yet, Kevin, I've been there so many times, and you've seen this too because you've traveled. They possess such a tremendous perseverance and faith in the Lord. Because they have so little, so they cling all the more tightly to their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But yeah. That doesn't change the fact that they are materially poor, especially now in the face of COVID and these impending hurricanes in Central America. Their children are starving. And so as I approach Thanksgiving, my prayer is, God, just make me extra aware of my blessings so that I can be extra generous as you call me to do things.
That is so well said. And friends, I hope that you'll take that to heart. As we examine all the good things that we've been given, may we become more grateful and therefore more willing to pass on those gifts to others as well. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. We need your help right now. 855-907-4673 or online at WMCA.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and today, why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A crime has been committed against we the people of the United States. It involves our fellow citizens who performed this crime against us. It involves the very close friends of dictators of foreign interference countries. And friends, we talk about all of it right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We cannot let this happen to us. We cannot not allow these crooks, because that's what they are, to steal an election from the American people. They elected Donald Trump. They didn't elect Joe Biden.
That is the consensus of former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, who long before he was a politician was one of the toughest prosecutors that ever darkened the door of a courtroom. Welcome in to Kevin McCullough Radio. Friends, I'm not proud of our nation today. I am, in fact, very concerned about what we have allowed to take place. We've been asleep at the wheel. And while we were, nefarious forces have sown a seed into a system that did everything it could to take away the ability for the American people to self-determine and to, in fact, have an honest, free, and fair election. Today, after many, many days of kvetching from the media and from far-left progressives on social media saying, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? You guys don't have any evidence. Well, they were busy putting it together, as, by the way, I said all this time. By the way, my map. By the way, my map. When all of this is settled, I predict that my map for President 2020 will have been proven to be more right than people currently realize. But we'll get into that at some other point. This is not about this election. This is about the future of our nation and having any degree of confidence in what our elections stand for. We're going to go through some of the stuff that Sidney Powell produced today, but I really have to applaud Rudy Giuliani for his desire to try to get the American people and the American media establishment to actually do their job. Cut four.
There isn't a single person in this country that would have believed that we have states that are stupid enough to have our vote sent out of this country. You couldn't possibly believe that the company counting our vote with control over our vote is owned by two Venezuelans who were allies of Chavez, are present allies of Maduro, with a company whose chairman is a close associate and business partner of George Soros, the biggest donor to the Democrat Party, the biggest donor to Antifa, and the biggest donor to Black Lives Matter. My goodness, what do we have to do to get you to give our people the truth?
That's Rudy Giuliani, and that's that was his beef. In fact, during this presentation to the nation, CNN and MSNBC decided not to carry it. They decided they would not allow their networks to see what most of the rest of the news industry was carrying. And it's important that the American people do understand. So I'm going to let you hear a lot of the material, the substantive material that Sidney Powell brought forward. You may not like Rudy Giuliani. You may say, well, he's former mayor, and you may buy into the caricature of him. I don't, by the way. I spent a little bit of time with him. I've had him on the show several times recently. I think that he's just as sharp as he was when he was taking down the mob in the Southern District of New York so many years ago. But friends, you have to understand that this amount of information that they have compiled and the amount of just sworn affidavits that they have in and of themselves, which everyone is, so just a little 101 here. to have a sworn affidavit is to have the person who signs that affidavit say, under penalty of perjury, which is a felony, under penalty to myself, if I am not telling the truth, what I am going to swear to in this document is 100% true. They have more than 1,000 American citizens, some who were under the employ of the company known as Dominion, some who worked in the polling tabulation centers in Detroit and Philadelphia, some who were in these states and watched this went down. They have sworn on jail time that what they are saying is true. Now, you don't do that for any other reason than because it is true. Because if the other side can come in and poke a hole in what you say, you're going to jail. Sidney Powell, who got General Mike Flynn the verdict that he actually deserved in his case, which exposed some deep state action between the FBI, between the judge involved in the case, other things that were corrupt in that process. She's the one that stepped forward. Here's a little bit of what she presented today. Cut number five.
One of the Smartmatic patent holders, Eric Coomer, I believe his name is on the web as being recorded in a conversation with Antifa members saying that he had the election rigged for Mr. Biden. Nothing to worry about here. And they were going to F Trump. His social media is filled with hatred for the president and for the United States of America as a whole, as are the social media accounts of many other Smartmatic people.
And interestingly enough, about the time that this press conference went live, Mr. Coomer had taken down all of his social media. But Rudy Giuliani said later, that's okay. We've already gotten it. We've already captured it. That evidence already exists. Sidney Powell went on to say a little bit about how the process worked. Cut six.
We have testimony of different workers admitting that they were trained how to dispose of Trump votes and add to Biden votes. The software has a feature pursuant to which you can drag and drop any number of batches of votes to the candidate of your choice or simply throw them away. So we have mathematical evidence in a number of states of massive quantities of Trump votes being trashed, just simply put in the trash like you would on your computer with any file, and Biden votes being injected.
And then she went on to say that there is evidence that despite what the elections officials across the country had said. You remember, if you've brought this up to anybody that is even slightly center left, they've pointed you to the New York Times, which had a big headline a few days ago that said election officials said cleanest election in the history of whatever. That's kind of like the used car salesman that you're buying the used car from saying he's personally inspected that the car that you're about to buy absolutely will never, ever break down. And he knows that there's nothing working inside the car. Anyway, Sidney Powell said there's evidence of some pay for play here. Cut seven.
There's evidence of different benefits being provided to the people who spent $100 million of taxpayer money at the last minute for their state to get the Dominion voting systems put in time for this election in different ways. There's one person that a lawyer told me got, quote, election insurance, meaning that he would be able to make sure he was elected. I'm sure they explained that feature in detail to many people who expressed interest in putting this voting system in.
And then she went on to say that the reason that this matters is because there is an audience that is paying attention to what is happening here. Cut eight.
The world is watching this. I have gotten multiple emails from people in other countries who watch the same pattern happen there. We have witnessed testimony that the same things were done in those countries as this was exported from Venezuela and by Maduro and by Mr. Chavez and by Cuba. And of course, we know China also has a substantial presence in Venezuela and substantial interest in making sure that President Trump does not continue in office. This is the consummate foreign interference in our election in the most criminal way you can possibly imagine. It must be shut down.
It must be exposed. It must be every person that's involved needs to go to jail. And friends, I am so grateful. I actually kind of think of it as a grace or as a mercy that God is showing on America right now. Because we nearly had the entire future of democracy stolen from us. Friends, when we come back, more of the evidence as it was presented by the legal team today and what's next. I'm Kevin McCullough. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you always can tell when the flu season starts because all the commercials start coming on television, right? Have you had your flu shot? And now you've got COVID and now the common cold, and kids are starting to get back in touch with each other at school and they bring those germs home to you. Friends, if you are worried about your immunity this winter, this fall, this season that we're in, you have got to take steps to strengthen that immune system. And you know what the best way to do that is? Eat fruits and vegetables. In fact, if you could eat 10 plates of 31 different fruits and vegetables every single day, you'd have enough immune system in your body to keep you safe. But since you can't eat that many, why don't you do the second best thing, which is to take them, fruits and veggies wise, from Balance of Nature. It's what I do. I take my capsules every day, even boost them a little bit when I feel something coming on, and I strengthen my immune system daily. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new first preferred order. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health by calling right now. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use the promo code THE MISSION.
Here are the facts. Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. Having to do your own digital marketing while trying to manage your business, well, there's just not enough time in the day. You need Salem Surround. You're doing all you can to market your business, but are you sure you have the right strategy or seeing a great return on investment? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. We'll design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies, using everything in our toolkit to work for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, every week you get to get a question answered by none other than Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan. And Mike, this week's question comes from Stan. He says, "Dear Mike, what happens to my credit card debt when I die? Do the balances die with me, or is my wife responsible for paying these balances?" Mike Connors, what's the news?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Let's say it depends, of course, who signs the credit card. If your wife signs the credit card, then she would be responsible for the balances. But let's say, for the sake of argument, it's your credit card alone. If you avoid probate, you know, the credit cards really disappear, and there's no place to put a claim in. Now, if you have a house in your name alone, they can put a claim in against your house. Of course, it depends how much the credit card debt is. I mean, nobody's going to do that for $5,000 or $10,000 probably, but they might do it for $30,000 or whatever. So the proper planning, you can make sure the debts don't accumulate against your estate. And, you know, sometimes you have debts, forget the credit cards, but sometimes you have debts, maybe they're valid, maybe they're not, and we want to avoid that.
Yeah. Well, and the best way to really take any of this under advisement, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's to set up an appointment with your office so that you can go through it, because there's going to be details that are going to vary from person to person.
That's true. No, you know, everybody's a little different. No two people are the same.
Yeah. All right, friends, get your questions answered by calling 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And if you've got a question you'd like answered on the radio, you can send that to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. That's askmikeconnors@gmail.com. And then make sure you're listening to Mike's own show, Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, and 11 a.m. Sunday mornings on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Here are the facts. Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. Having to do your own digital marketing while trying to manage your business, well, there's just not enough time in the day. You need Salem Surround. You're doing all you can to market your business, but are you sure you have the right strategy or seeing a great return on investment? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. We'll design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies, using everything in our toolkit to work for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it. And we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
That's Sidney Powell coming close to showing some emotion there. And she's someone who doesn't usually. She's usually the staid, unflappable Sidney Powell. But anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. The Trump team, after a few weeks of people kind of mocking them, saying, you guys don't have anything. How come you keep saying you've got evidence, but you don't show us anything? Well, they held a major press event today. CNN and MSNBC decided not to carry it. Newsmax, One America News Network, even Fox News did carry it. And so you have now on the record, beginning as Jenna Ellis said, who also spoke, she said it's the opening statement. It's the opening salvo. It's the beginning of the trial. And what they laid out was a very broad kind of overview, kind of a picture of what they're going to be arguing. But friends, they have mountains and mountains of evidence. They have more than 1,000 sworn affidavits. And again, every one of those affidavits is someone with their signature saying, I will go to jail if I'm telling you something that is not true. It is sworn testimony. It is considered perjury if you lie on a sworn affidavit. That's how important this is. There are thousands of Americans that have stepped forward and said, I will tell the truth for what I know. And it's interesting that the mayor really took the media to task. And there's several reasons why. But one was that they just didn't tell the truth. Cut three.
And this is a disgraceful thing that was done in this country. Probably not much more disgraceful than the things these people did in office, which you didn't and don't bother to cover and you conceal from the American people. But we let this happen. You know, we use largely a Venezuelan voting machine, in essence, to count our vote. We let this happen, we're going to become Venezuela. We cannot let this happen to us. We cannot not allow these crooks, because that's what they are, to steal an election from the American people. They elected Donald Trump. They didn't elect Joe Biden. Joe Biden is in the lead because of the fraudulent ballots, the illegal ballots that were produced and that were allowed to be used after the election was over.
So, and that's what he labeled a disgrace. Friends, if you're just joining me, I'm kind of recounting for you some of the evidence that was presented by the Trump legal team in their major press event today. And you have to wonder, and I wonder, if I'm Joe Biden, if I'm Kamala Harris, do I really feel solid that my defense team, my legal team has stuff that will refute 1,000 sworn affidavits? I think the best thing Joe Biden could do for himself at this very moment is to come to the American people and say, guys, I don't want to be president if it was achieved under ill-gotten means. Therefore, I'm joining the efforts to be truth finder in this matter. and we will go where the facts lead. That's what a president-elect of honor would do. That's what somebody who has integrity would do. That's what somebody who would be willing to put the needs of the nation first would do. They would say, let's know that this is based on truth. Because what the evidence is pointing to, and you, what Rudy Giuliani said in that soundbite, you may not be aware of. Our votes were taken out of our country to be counted. The tabulations actually went to Spain, actually went to Germany, actually may have gone to China in some instances. This is done partly so that the Americans that are in on it here can say, oh, no, we didn't do anything to do this. That was all done over there. The whole plausible deniability thing. But in reality, friends, here's what happened on election night. The Trump vote was going in such an overwhelming direction for the president in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Nevada, in Arizona, and in Georgia. It was going in such an overwhelming percentage for the president that the algorithms that they had built to change the vote, to trash some of the vote, to switch votes from the president to the vice president, that the algorithm was under such duress because the vote was going so hard against what the algorithm could keep up with. That's the problem. It broke the algorithm. It, in essence, said to the little program that had been set up to cheat, it's so overwhelming, you're not going to be allowed to cheat. And what they had to do was simultaneously across those six states is shut down the votes, stop the accumulation of the votes coming in for the president. And as we've seen in Georgia, some of that included just leaving memory thumb drives out of the count altogether. He's picked up nearly 4,000 votes in Georgia over the last 2 days. That's just ones that weren't counted to begin with. That has nothing to do with the algorithm that was set, that was put into place, where he, in all likelihood, won Pennsylvania by a conservative estimate of more than 300,000 votes. He won Michigan by a conservative estimate of more than 50,000 votes. The president's drive to get reelection, the support he had from African Americans, the support he had from Hispanics, the support he had from evangelicals, the support he had from women, the support he had from white men, the support he had from black men. In all of these demographics, he did far better than what anybody in the media said that he would do. And the momentum behind it was so enormous, it broke the algorithm. And they had to resort to physical cheating to try to catch up. That was why, after being down by 800,000 votes on election night, you saw Joe Biden with a slight lead the next day. They literally had to import hundreds of thousands of votes. Plain ballots, not ballots that had signatures on them, ballots that went unsigned, ballots that only marked the presidential race, ballots that didn't vote for any of the other races, ballots that are illegitimate, fraudulent, criminal. Friends, I am so thankful that we are where we are right now at this moment, that we have a president, regardless of whether he gets reelected or not, that's not even the focus at this point. It's about stopping the criminal takeover of our elections. Because if it had been George W. Bush or Mitt Romney or John McCain, they would have all rolled over and said, oh, I guess we lost. Friends, there's some really courageous people that are doing some very dangerous things for their own well-being right now. You should hold them in prayer tonight. For the sake of America. I'm Kevin McCullough, coming back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Parents, let's be honest. Many high school and college-age kids seem to have little direction these days. That might be true for your son or daughter. They spend a lot of time gaming, hanging with friends, but nothing seems to lead them on a path to adulthood. You may want them to go to a four-year university, but nah, their grades just don't warrant it. Their lack of passion and direction makes you wonder if a four-year university would even be a wise investment. Here's a better route to consider. The Full Stack Software Development Program from Steve Wozniak. Available through SalemCareerHub.com. They'll learn real-life work skills that are marketable and in high demand right now. And at SalemCareerHub.com, you can sign up for these courses at 50% off their regular price. Talk it over with your kids and get them out of the basement. They're probably as anxious as you are to move forward and just need a little push. The place to start? SalemCareerHub.com. You can also call 866-711-6275. 866-711-6275. Or SalemCareerHub.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. Senior policy analyst, Independent Women's Forum, and contributor to The Federalist, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is easily susceptible to fraud, particularly if you have a plan or scheme which sounds eerily similar to what Joe Biden told us a few days before the election, that he had the best voter fraud team.
Well, he did say that, and I think everybody at the time just thought there's no way he could possibly be telling the truth. Anyway, that's more of Rudolph Giuliani from earlier today. I've covered that already on today's show. We may come back to it in my final thought. But I want to turn a little bit to the other big thing that's going on, and that is the kind of re-clamp down now that we're heading into the holidays. And Kelsey Bowler is back with us. And I remember one of the most significant things that Kelsey and I covered in the last year was about a year ago. We started talking about this thing going on over in Wuhan, And I was like, come on, Kels, it's not going to be that big of a deal. And she was like, I'm a bit more pessimistic than you, Kev. And Kelsey, you were right. You were right all the way through. It has upended life in ways that we never saw coming. But I think it was that mother's intuition. You just had a little more like on the ball there than I did on this one.
Kevin, I'd call it more of a mother's paranoia. You always want to fear and
I was trying to use the positive word. I was trying to go for the upside there.
I appreciate that effort. Yeah, it's about as bad as I expected it to be, although I will say I expected us to be able to get it under control faster, because we know with other serious outbreaks in the past, we have been able to isolate them to their source of origin. Of course, the reason we couldn't do that in the case of coronavirus is because China completely lied about this virus. They hid it from the WHO. They hid it from the United States. They shut down their own travel, but they enabled the virus to be imported to the United States. And really, China deserves so much blame, because this would have been bad no matter what, but it did not have to be this bad.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. And as we are now experiencing here in New York City, the governor and the mayor coming together, kind of odd. They never agree on anything, but they have now shut down the New York City public schools. And they just told everyone, hey, till further notice, this is the way life is. And I know that you covered some of this in the Bright email today, but the there is such good news just around the corner. I mean, we've got a whole line of therapeutics that are now working on different levels, everything from hydroxychloroquine to remdesivir to the blood plasma to the you name it. And now we've got not one but two vaccines that are coming in at very good percentages of effectiveness. And there's three more that I think are in stage three trials. Kelsey, how much longer do the citizens of this country let these politicians just shut their lives down?
Well, Kevin, when it comes to closing down schools, which I know just happened in New York City and a number of other areas across the United States, unfortunately, these teachers unions and politicians are continuing to steamroll our lives despite the serious risk that we now know, thanks to research and studies, that these shutdowns are having, particularly on children. There's no excuse for being able to have bars, restaurants, and other places open and not schools for our children to learn. That should be really our nation's number one priority. And it's amazing to me that these politicians are allowing the teachers' unions to steamroll them, despite the evidence that we now have that COVID infections are not spreading in schools at any rate, statistical rates that are alarming to experts. And so the left constantly lectures us about listening to the experts. Well, experts pretty much across the board agree that it is not only okay to have schools open, but they should be open, because the risk to children long-term and short-term are just too high. So I think that's a very unfortunate development. That said, I do think we're so close to a vaccine. The fact that we might have within 4 weeks some of the most vulnerable Americans, including healthcare workers and the elderly, protected through a vaccine should give us so much hope, of course, yeah, for the rest of us young and healthy folks. It will be a longer wait, but how much relief will it be next time you need to go to the doctor or even just the grocery store, knowing that, heaven forbid, if you did catch it, without knowing, you wouldn't be spreading it to the most vulnerable?
No, I think that is positive on every level. And friend, she goes into more detail in today's Bright email. And if you haven't gotten it, you should be getting it. Getbrightemail.com is where you can subscribe to that. Kelsey contributes to the Daily Signal and to the Heritage Foundation and to the Federalist and a lot of other things. But she edits that email on Thursday, and it is always packed with great information. And of course, she's doing a great job with the Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a different perspective on the virus with Dr. Douglas Howard. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature will give you access to your own health coach at no additional charge because they want you to live a healthy life. So call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Everywhere I go.
News about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Getting the data exactly on the nose of 3.00%. We wanted to make sure it was 100% accurate. There was time spent confirming that. There was time spent working with the state on what it would mean, what the next steps would be.
I don't even know if Big Bird knows what he's talking about there. That's Mayor de Blasio. He's trying to justify on some level, the rationale for why he and the governor took the action that they did today. First time they've done something unified in a long time, by the way. But they have shut down the New York City schools, and we are dealing with that on a lot of different levels. Here to discuss from a health and wellness perspective, Dr. Douglas Howard, the founder, originator of Balance of Nature and Fruits and Veggies, who have made a huge impact in my life. They power this segment. They power my life. I strongly endorse them and hope that you will get on them as well, because good things will happen. But, Doc, it's always good to have you with us. So we've got kids now that have been told, till further notice, they will not be allowed to go back to school in the New York City school systems. A lot of the suburbs, by the way, and the McCullough kids fall in this category. Those school systems seem to be doing a good job. We have not had, I think we've had maybe 3 or 4 cases across a 6,000 school district, 6,000 school student district. But we've stayed open. They are doing the every other day, and IEPs are getting to go every day. So we feel kind of fortunate in where we're at. But in New York City, you've got a lot of single-headed, single-parent households that this is going to now impact their ability to work and do those things as well. And I just think that stress is on its way back, that may be doing more harm to us than the virus is. Your thoughts?
Well, number one, let's stop and take a deep breath, because that's what I have to do when I start hearing this stuff. And I have to just really come back and try and find some sanity in this, because it's not sane. And the sad thing to me about it is, you know, if they wouldn't fight school vouchers so hard, for example, mm-hmm. then people who can't afford to go to the public system would then at least have a voucher to assist them to be able to put their kids in private schools, like
most of which who are open, by the way.
Yeah. And most of which these politicians have their kids in.
Yeah.
They're not
true.
Worried about it. And, you know, I just wish there was some sanity to it. The other thing that from what hearing that of this, that is very sad, that causes stress to people, is when you say until further notice. I mean, we were going to have income tax until further notice too, 50 years ago. But my point with it is just this. I don't want to sound radical in this, because I'm not. But as soon as you take that in and you comprehend it, we just have to accept what we can't change, because we're not over the school system. So just sit back and go, okay, this is what I am going to deal with. And this isn't so bad. Find the positives in it, because stress is one of the number one killers of your immune system. It requires energy to deal with stress. And please, everybody, just don't let this part stress you out. Hmm. It's just, we're going to deal with it. Find the positives in it. Find the joy in your children. Find ways and means and ways to get closer, to make your relationship stronger. But do not let it expend useless energy.
That is well said. And as we have been discussing in recent weeks, that energy is all important to keeping the immune system fired up. By the way, friends, one of the greatest benefits that I've personally seen from the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies is that I do have much better energy levels because of the energy that's captured and part of those fruits and veggies. And as they get into your system, releasing all of that. In fact, Doc, I've had to be more out with people in public. I was with Pastor Dave Watson on Staten Island on Sunday. His church is now able to meet. They're doing 3 services, but it's, you know, they've got everything distanced, and they've got pullover plastic seat covers for the seats that the people can put down and then take with them after that service. And but as I am out with the public more, I'm boning up on fruits and veggies. Like every time I'm headed out the door, I'm like, okay, here's 10 fruits and veggies. Boom. I got it in my system. That's not going to, you know, necessarily protect me if I get exposed to something that is harmful. I'm going to be, you know, if I come across it, I might have not the ability to necessarily fight it off, but I know one thing, I'm going to get through it faster and better because of it.
And it reduces your risk.
Yeah.
You know, just if you wear your seatbelt, does it guarantee you won't get in a car accident? No. But it reduces your risk of and injury.
Right.
And the same way, when we give our body the proper elements, it reduces our risk and it helps us heal faster. And you have to look at all three aspects of the health triad. You've got to look at your stress levels. That's the spiritual, mental, emotional side. You've got to deal with the chemistry. Stop feeding it bad chemistry and start feeding it as much good chemistry as possible. Yeah. Chemistry, I mean nutrition.
Right. That
nutrition is just chemistry. And bad chemistry is things like fast food.
Yeah.
And physical activity. You have to have physical activity. And, you know, we're all going to come through this. And until they decide how this is going to be handled and what's going to be done, I'm not saying it's nothing, but I am saying relax a little bit.
Don't let it ruin. Don't let it run your life.
Well, let me give you a quick example.
Sure.
It's like if somebody gets cold sores easily or fever blisters, whatever you want to call it, they always come out in times of stress. From the sun, a physical stress, or your first date, or the prom, or something, that's when they pop out. And because you get stressed, and then the virus can come out. Don't get stressed. Don't let your immune system down.
Well, I think that's a good word. And friends, as there are so many of you that are dealing with kids that are now not going to be allowed to go to school, at least between probably now and the end of the year, take this under advisement. Set aside some times to de-stress. Think about ways that you can create less stress for your kids who are probably stressing out about the not being at school too. And a key part of that, I know that will help you as it has helped me. In fact, you know, if you go into any gym or any place now, they're saying, do you have symptoms? And symptoms could be a runny nose. It could be a slight cough. It could be anything. Friends, I used to get bronchitis every time the weather changed. And I, because I'm taking the fruits and veggies, I don't get that. I don't have those symptoms. So I'm not in danger of being, you know, called out as a fake COVID case either.
I love that. Every time you sneeze, it's not COVID. Yeah. It was just a little tickle in my nose.
That's right. Anyway, so call them today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Get 35% off and free shipping on your preferred order. Doc, always appreciate your insights. Thanks for reminding us today.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, a lot of the pains that we feel in life is due to unnecessary inflammation that you sometimes get from exercise or injury or aging. What if I could show you a way that you could reduce that unnecessary inflammation and literally get pain-free faster than you think possible? That's why I want you to try the 12-day challenge from Sweetamine. Sweetamine is that product I've been telling you about. I put it in my coffee every morning, and it increases the ability for my body to fight off the effects of unnecessary inflammation. And if you order today and use my promo code KMC, you're going to get free shipping, which means you don't pay $17.89 for your 12-day challenge. You only pay $14.95 for that 12-day challenge. And when you try the 12 or the 30-day pack, your purchase is always risk-free. So why don't you call today and get started, 845-231-4840, and use promo code KMC. That's 845-231-4840, 845-231-4840.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product this May after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer. Talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Butterfuco and Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Butterfuco and Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
These affidavits are really part of the public record. You're concealing them, you're covering them up, and our role here is to do your job because you don't do it.
That's Rudy Giuliani chastising the media. because he's exactly right. In the last 2 weeks, you have had, if you've listened to Kevin McCullough, you've had some of this information be brought to you as it has begun to be released, and little snips and tidbits of it had been let out. And it had never been organized and presented the way they organized it and presented it today. But now the media will have to cover this. There will have to be stories that will have to look into the facts of what happened here. And from CNN and MSNBC and everyone that's on the take, Jake Tapper, Amanda Carpenter, Joe Scarborough, I don't care who. You did the nefarious job of not reporting the facts and the news. You should lose your job. You should lose your audience. You should be out of jobs. Thank you for choosing to come to Kevin McCullough Radio and to be ready to inform yourself on a daily basis, because I feel like we're one of the ones that have done it right. Basically, here's what happened in a nutshell today. Our election was, for the first time, it was shown to us that our election was run by voting machines and software that were not American. They were from Canada and Venezuela, that were unsecure. Those machines, those software, they were all unsecure. The votes were counted in Germany and Spain. And the senior leadership at Dominion and at Smartmatic are aligned with George Soros, Antifa, Hugo Chavez, and Maduro. Some of the worst elements in all of American society. Some of the thugs that have been threatening and terrorizing our very cities. It is the most criminal of the criminal, the most dangerous of the dangerous, that had launched this incredible crime against America. Friends, it's the greatest crime. Since our founding, I cannot remember a time in which so great a fraud, so great a disgrace has been attempted against the American people. And friends, I just don't see how, if we had let this go, that free elections would have ever been something that we could have counted on in America ever again. I don't care who wins the presidency at this point. I want this corruption ferreted out. This is more important to me than a single presidential cycle or a session of Congress. This is the nature and defining moment of American character, and it has been brutally attacked by people that need to go to jail. I'm Kevin McCullough.